Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Tzadi Hei. So this is the last daf of the ninth parak of Maseches Erevin and the first daf of the tenth and final parak of Maseches Erevin. The topics we're going to learn about are going to be first. We're going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi from the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi says that we equate the halacha of future Shabbosos with the halacha of this Shabbos when something comes down to pasul the eruv, to pasul the mechitzos that allow us to make an eruv. So if it's mutu this Shabbos, it's mutu next Shabbos. If it's also this Shabbos, it's also next Shabbos. So we're going to discuss what Rabbi Yossi means by that. And then in the last Mishnah in the parak, we have two machlokas in between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, one of which revolves around the issues of how many mechitzos you need for Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa, and the other about the application of Pitikri Yori V'Sosim. And then the last parak is going to discuss, or is going to begin by discussing, how to rescue tefillin when you find them on Shabbos in a public place where they can easily get destroyed, and you don't want to just leave them out there, but on the other hand, you're not allowed to carry them. And at the very end of the daf, we're going to have five different interpretations of the machlokas of the Mishnah, whether a person should wear one pair at a time to try to save them, or wear two pairs at a time to try to save them. But first, let's finish the ninth parak of Maseches Erevin. Maseches Shabbos, we finished the ninth parak a while ago, but Maseches Erevin, we were discussing yesterday about Pitikri Yori V'Sosim in an Achsadra. Do we apply Pitikri Yori V'Sosim on all four sides? This was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara has two different versions of what size gazebo are they arguing about when whether we say Pitikri. So we are four lines from the bottom. Be'eser kuliyam on sadidalar and beis. Be'eser kuliyam lo pligi. When it's eser or less, when it's 10 amos or less, there's no machlokas that we would say pitikri or v'sosim. That's the first version. But be ki pligi be yeser me eser. The whole machlokas is only when it is more than 10 amos. If it were less than 10 amos, even Shmuel would allow carrying in the gazebo on Shabbos and relying on pitikri or v'sosim on all four sides. The second version is that they argue when it's 10 amos or less. When it's more than 10 amos, even Rav would agree that it's usher to carry in the gazebo, that we cannot rely on Pitikri Yorid Visosim. Vahada Amar Rav Yehuda. So now, how does that fit in with the statement of Rav Yehuda that Kora Dalid Matir Bechurva, that if you have a four tefach wide beam, so it's matir in a churva. So Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua Koradal matir b'mayim, and Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua says that it's matir in mayim. So money, who's that going like? So lahach l'shadamer be'eser lo pligi. So be'eser v'divrei akol lahach l'shadamer be'eser pligi k'rav. So according to the first version, that they argue when the sides of the gazebo are more than 10 amos, but when they're less than 10 amos, even Shmuel would allow carrying the gazebo. So when a review this says that we'd apply Pitikra on four sides of a beam, meaning what's he saying? You have a korah that's four tefachim, so it's mati b'churva. What does that mean? It means that since the beam itself is four tefachim wide, we say Pitikra on all the sides of the beam. So under the beam is considered a makom that's mukaf mechitzos. It's considered to be an area that's mukaf mechitzos. That's why the beam needs to be four tefachim wide, because the minimum size of any makom is dalit tefachim. So apparently we say that Pitikra V'sosim on all four sides. So when Rabbi Yehuda says we apply Pitikri or V'sosim on all four sides, he may have been talking about a beam that's less than 10 amos, and he's agreeing with both Rav and Shmuel, according to the first Lashon. Because according to the first Lashon, both Rav and Shmuel will say you will apply Pitikri or V'sosim on all four sides, provided that we're dealing with something less than 10 amos. So this is less than 10 amos, and everyone will agree Pitikri or V'sosim on all four sides. But according to the second version, that when it's less than 10 amos, when it's less than 10 amos, that's where there's a machlokas. When it's more than 10 amos, nobody's going to say Pitikri Yor V'Sosim on all four sides. So then you have to assume that Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rav, the beam is less than 10 amos, and that's where Rav is going to say Pitikri Yor V'Sosim on all four sides. Had it been more than 10 amos, nobody would say Pitikri Yor V'Sosim on all four sides, and then for Rabbi Yehuda to be going like nobody. So we don't want Rabbi Yehuda to be going like nobody, and he certainly can't be going like Shmuel, because Shmuel would never say Pitikri Yor V'Sosim on all four sides, so he must be going like Rav. So that's how we plug in Rabbi Yehuda's shita to the two versions of this machlokas. So lema abaye v'rava b'plukta The Rav Shmuel Kamifli. So says the Gemara that maybe the Machlokas Abaye and Rava is a Machlokas. Maybe we can suggest that there is a Machlokas Abaye and Rava that lines up with the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, with the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we've been discussing. The Itmar, because we have the following Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Sikech al gabe achsadra sheish lebtzim in kshera. Let's say you have a gazebo out in the yard and you put tzchach over it. So if the gazebo has ptzimin, there's a big machlokas rishonim, what exactly ptzimin are, but whatever they are, they count as walls around the gazebo, whether they are poles that are within three tefachim of each other, stones that jut out of the sides that are within three tefachim of each other, or something else. There are four or five different shittos in rishonim, but it's something that would qualify as walls around the sukkah. So if it's a gazebo that has actual walls around it, and now you put tzchach on top of it, that's for sure kosher. That's going to be a kosher sukkah. But ein lo ptzimin. What if it's a gazebo? It's just got four posts in the corner, and it's got a roof, and now you put tzchach instead of the regular roof. So Abaye amar kshera, Rava amar psula. Abaye says that it's going to be kosher. Rava says it's going to be puzzle. Where are the walls? So Abaye amar kshera, amar pitikrir v'sosein. Abaye will say it's kosher because there are beam endings and by the gazebo, and those will be the walls, pitikri yard visosem, on all four sides apparently. Rava amar psula, lo amar pitikri yard visosem. But Rava is going to say the apostle because we're not going to apply pitikri yard visosem. So says Gemara, lema Abaye kirav, v'rava kishmuel. So it lines up very nicely that Abaye is assuming like Rav that will apply pitikri yard visosem on all four sides. Rava lines up with Shmuel that we do not apply pitikri yard visosem on all four sides. It's just that Rav and Shmuel had the machlokas, the gabe carrying in the achsadra on Shabbos, in a hilchas Shabbos machlokas. Abaye and Rava made it a hilchas sukkah machlokas. Whether it's a kosher sukkah, it's considered to have walls of a sukkah. But conceptually, they're saying the same thing. So says the Gemara, libet the Shmuel kolyam lulapligi. No, they're not conceptually saying the same thing. Both Abaye and Rava would be moda that according to Shmuel, that we do not say pitikri or v'sosim in all four sides, we do not say pitikri or v'sosim in hilchas sukkah either. Ki pligi, their whole machlokas is aliba de Rav, within Shitas Rav. Abaye to Rav, so Abaye says exactly like Rav seems to say, that we can be makel, just like Rav is makel the Inyan Shabbos, to apply Pitikri Rav Vesosim on all four sides and carry in the gazebo, so we can be makel in Sukkah, that if you're Sikhi Chalgabe Achsadro, it's kosher. Verava, and Rav would say no. Ad kan lo kam Rav Hasam, Ela Dahani Mechitzos, La Achsadra Avidi. When is Rav going to be makel? That's only by the achsadra where the mechitzos, the pitikri yard v'sosim mechitzos, it was made for the sake of the achsadra. Aval hacha dahani mechitzos tav l'suk avidi lo. But over here, where these mechitzos, these pitikri yard v'sosim mechitzos, were not made l'shem sukkah, even though typically we don't need mechitzos to be made l'shem sukkah, it's not necessary to have mechitzos l'shem sukkah. It's not even necessary to have schach made l'shem sukkah. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that a sukkah's ganvach is kosher. Sukkah's ganvach means that if a sukkah is made by a behema, by a guy, you don't need any lishma when it comes to making a sukkah, but it does need to be made, the schach at least needs to be made l'shem tzel. It needs to be made for the sake of providing some sort of shade. So even though typically speaking we don't need a sukkah to be made lishma, you don't need the walls to be put up lishma, you could have walls of your dining room that are there all year round and a retractable roof over your dining room that comes off. Rabbi Tendler has in his house, they built for Rabbi Moshe when Rabbi Moshe got very old. Rabbi Moshe was very makbid, he always wanted to sleep in a sukkah, because in Russia he couldn't sleep in a sukkah, and in the Lower East Side it was a dangerous neighborhood, so it was difficult to sleep in a sukkah. Different reports, he apparently told his family he didn't, but the Talmidim report that they used to stand guard outside the sukkah on the Lower East Side when he would sleep in the sukkah. But whatever it was, so when he'd go to Muncie, he always wanted to sleep, but he's 90 years old and they didn't want him sleeping outside, so they did, that was their gift to him. They constructed their dining room in such a way where they could remove the roof and put schach over the roof. But the walls of the sukkah are the walls of the house. They weren't made l'shem sukkah. They don't need to be made l'shem sukkah. There's no din that the walls need to be made l'shem sukkah. And Mestam was a kosher sukkah. He Ramesh Mestam stayed in the kosher sukkah. So, but that's by regular walls. But if you're relying on pitikra walls, if that's what we're being samech on, so then it needs to be made l'shem sukkah. That's the argument. That's the suggestion that Rava would say that Rav would only apply pitikra v'sosim when at least it's made to enclose that area. It's at least the pitikra is for that area, but the pitikra v'sosim is not going to work for sukkah. The Ritva raises the following kash. We said according to Shmuel, everyone agrees that just like Shmuel says, we do not apply pitikra v'sosim on all four sides in Hilchos Shabbos. He also would not apply in Hilchos Sukkah. So the Ritva says, wait a second. According to Shmuel, why should the sukkah be possible and not rely on pitikra? Rashi explained in yesterday's daf that Shmuel's mode that we say pitikra v'sosim in three ruchos, in three directions. How many walls does a sukkah need already? It only needs three walls. You don't need four walls for a sukkah. So what's the problem? The whole sukkah should be nitar al yidei pitikra because it only needs three walls to be a kosher sukkah. And kol shekein and achsadra that Abai and Rava are arguing about, Mestamet's talking about that it already has two defanos, and because that's based on the definition of yesh lo p'tzim and einol p'tzim, but Mestamet already has two defanos, so you only need to say pitikra v'sosim really on only one side. So the Ritva writes that Rashi was already miyashiv this when Rashi says in Dibur Maschal Liba that since Shmuel holds that we don't say pitikra b'achsadra to be metaltel under the area of the achsadra, even though the upper beams that we do say pitikra about were made the tzorech the asadra, kol shekein that we're not going to say pitikra to be machshir sukkah when the beams are not made the shem mitzvah sukkah. So he says that's why we don't say pitikra l'gabi sukkah even for one wall, meaning the fact that it's not lishma, even though normally again it doesn't pass the sukkah, but the combination of the pitikra, of applying pitikra plus the not lishma is going to be so severe that we're not even going to, it's not even going to allow pitikra on one wall. The Sfasemis is miyashiv a little differently. The Sfasemis says that Shmuel is not mode that you say pitikra l'sholosh mechitzos unless the you have at least meaning when does Shmuel say that we can apply pitikra l'sholosh mechitzos? That's when you have one mechitza. If you have one real mechitza, then you can apply pitikra by the others. But if you don't have any mechitzos, to just apply pitikra by all three, by all of the mechitzos of an area, that he's not going to say. Meaning pitikra yar b'sosim is not to be viewed independently. You have to view it as a hekif of the area. If the area is partially mukaf in reality, so then pitikra could be mashlim the hekif. But if there's no real hekif in reality, there's no actual mechitza there, so pitikra is not going to create the entire hekif. Bein le'inyan Shabbos, bein le'inyan sukkah. So at the end, the Gemara says that Rava holds that we don't apply pitikra to makshir sukkah when it wasn't made l'shem sukkah. So we pointed out Rashi, even though you don't need sukkah l'shma, We don't apply pitikri or v'sosim. The Rush writes that which pitikri doesn't help klapei chutz, that pitikri is not going to help for something that's outside of the area, is only a dinta rabbanan. Rashi sounds over here that it's a little bit that it's a dinta araisa. It's also an interesting discussion. The Rambam in the 17th parak of Hilchos Shabbos sounds like the whole din of pitikri or v'sosim is only a dinta rabbanan. But min haTorah pitikri is not going to help to make something rishos yachid. The Rambam writes if someone is zorek from rishos to an achsadra bibika is pater. Now, if pitikri or v'sosim were dindar raisa, would actually turn the area into a rishos yachid midar raisa, so you should be chayiv being motzi from rishos rabim to rishos yachid. Very difficult to understand how the rabbim is going to read our gemara. Karnara, the other achronim argue about this, meaning how can we even talk about pitikri or v'sosim in hilchos sukkah? The whole thing is dindar raisa. All the dinim mechitzos are dinim dar raisa. So not so pashut exactly how the rabbim understands all of this. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imu Tarin. So remember in the Mishnah we had said that if something comes down on Shabbos, a bayis is nifratz mishtei ruchos, a chatzar is nifratz mishtei ruchos, a mavu is lechi or kor is taken down. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita was, for the rest of this Shabbos you're good. Hol v'hutra hutra. For next Shabbos you got to take care of it. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If for next Shabbos you're going to have to take care of it, then you got to take care of it for this Shabbos. And if for this Shabbos you're good, then you're good for next Shabbos too. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, so what does that mean? Lamaisa, Rabbi Yossi says, if If it's good for now, it's good for later. If it's not good for later, it's not good for now. So which is it? Is it good for both or is it not good for both? Do we say kasher or pasul? What's Rabbi Yossi trying to say? So Yibayilu, Rabbi Yossi lesser or lahatir? Is Rabbi Yossi trying to say that it's also this Shabbos and next Shabbos? Or is he trying to say it's mutter this Shabbos and next Shabbos? So I'm Rav Sheshas lesser, clearly saying lesser. V'chein am Rabbi Yochanan lesser. Tani nami hachi, am Rabbi Yossi k'shem shasur nosa lavo, kach asur nosa Shabbos. Just like it's also nosa lavo, so too it's also for that same Shabbos. Say Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Amar Halacha, Rabbi Yosef. Actually, before we get to the Itmar, before we get to passing the Halacha, very strange kasha, very strange question that the Gemara is asking. Does Rabbi Yosef mean less or lahatir? Imagine, what if the answer would have been the other way? What's the Havamina? That Rabbi Yosef holds lahatir. Why? Because once we had a Lechi or a Korah in this area, so it fell down 5 years ago on the Shabbos, it fell down. So now for the rest of time, it's going to be mutter, it's going to be considered mukaf mechitzos. Very difficult to have a mina. We're going to call that we're going to say that it's okay, las lavo, because once it fell down on the Shabbos, so it was huter for the rest of that. If it would fall down during the week, then forget it. Then it's no good. But since it once fell down on the Shabbos, so now for every future Shabbos, since for that Shabbos it was good, for every future Shabbos it's going to be good also. Very, very strange. The Tosa Rosh raises this kasha. Well, what's the Havamina of the Gemara? So the Tosa Rosh himself says the Gemara suffix was that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're dealing with a mavoi whose koro or lechi was removed on Shabbos and it was fixed again during the week and then it fell again the following Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda would hold that we make a kenas, that when Rabbi Yehuda says it's good for this Shabbos, not for next Shabbos, it means if it comes down this Shabbos and this is the first time it happened, it's good for this Shabbos. But if this keeps on happening, it means that your korah and your lechi that you're putting there aren't good enough. They're not strong enough. And we're going to make a kenas that if you make such a flimsy erev, if you make what we call an erev, you make such flimsy mechitzos, so that's not going to make a kenas, so you're not going to be allowed to rely on those mechitzos. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's a mechitza, it's a mechitza. If it's good enough for this Shabbos, it's good enough for next Shabbos. Provided that it's there. But that's a gvaldik achidish that Tosa Rosh is reading into the Mishnah, that we're actually assuming that that it's been rebuilt already by the time the next Shabbos comes around. The Achronim say a little differently. The Lashon HaZav, quoted me in the Masifta, says that the Gemara Safik is maybe Rabbi Yossi's Matir, Bayis and Chatzer, that are Nifrats Bekeren Zavis for Shabbos, for future Shabbosos. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying that in the Keren Zavis it has a din of a Pesach, that even when the breach is in a corner, and that's where we're saying that it's Nifrat Shtei Mechitzos, two Mechitzos come down, it means two Mechitzos come down in a Keren Zavis. And he's saying that that would still have a din of a Pesach, and he's arguing Rabbi Yudo holds that we don't make a Pesach in a Keren Zavis. So that explains where the two Mechitzos of a Bayis or a Chatzah came down. What does he do about the Koru or the Lechi? The Mishnah also talks about that. If a Koru or a Lechi comes down in a Mavui, so he says that is Matir B'Shabbos HaBos, because the Isser is only Drabanan to carry in the Mavui in the first place. So if maybe the fact that it was Nitkan once, Karaui, so the Chum are no longer going to Asr, they're going to remove the Takara Drabanan that you're not allowed to carry in such a Mavui. Doesn't help so much because it's still a gevaldik achidish then that you're gonna that because once we were matir with a lechi or a kara, so the chacham are going to be satisfied with that forever and ever, that heter is going to work forever. Okay, but it's a problem over here. This the havamin is very difficult to understand. Okay, says the gemara further now. Itmar, it's the last skinny line. Itmar, Reb Chiya bar Yosef amar halacha k'Reb Yossi, u'Shmuel amar halacha k'Reb Yehuda. So Rav Chiya bar Yosef passes like Rav Yossi, Shmuel passes like Rav Yehuda that it's good for this Shabbos, not for coming Shabbosos. So mi amar Shmuel hachi, the Shmuel really passing like Rav Yehuda v'atnan, am Rav Yehuda b'med dvar mamurim beiruvei tchumin. Rav Yehuda says that when do we assume that you can that you're not allowed to make an error for somebody without their permission? That's only by eruvei tchumin, because remember, if you make an error of tchumin for somebody without their permission, so just like you're being zocha for him to the east side of the city, let's say, where you're putting out the Eruv, but he's losing out on the west side of the city, so it's not a pure Zechus. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, you can make an Eruv for a person with his consent, without his consent, it doesn't make a difference, because you're doing something purely positive for him. He has nothing to lose by having an Eruv Chatzeros in place, and it's Zachal Adam Shalom B'Fanav. Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel says that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so far we didn't see any. Again, what are we trying to show? We're trying to show that Shmuel does not pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about the Erev falling on, about the Mechitzas falling on Shabbos. So far we haven't seen anything that even slightly relates to that. So see, here's where the key line is. V'lo od, Ella, kol makom sheshon Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin, halacha kamoso. Shmuel says, not only do we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda about making an Erev for somebody without their consent, without their knowledge, but any time you have a discussion, you have Rabbi Yehuda come up in Hilchas Erevin, we always pass on like him. V'am le'Rav Chana Bagdasal, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu b'mavish shenitil karoso alechiav, and Rav Chana Bagdasal asked Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, would you say the same thing even in a situation where the koro or the lechi is removed, that we're necessarily going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, in our Mishnah, would you even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? V'amalei be'erivin amarti lachalab b'mechitzos. He says, no, I would not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in that case, because I only paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Erivin. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda comes up in Erivin, not in Hilchas Mechitzos. We associate the two, because the two dinim are related. Once you have an area that's mukav mechitzos, you can make an Erev using a box of matzahs, but they're really two separate parts of the halacha. There's the dine mechitzos, which is the din d'oraisa, turn an area into Rosh HaSiyachid, and then you have the Hilchas Erevin, which is being mishatef everyone together in order to make it one big rishos so people can carry within that rishos Siyachid. So he says, I always pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Hilchas Erevin, not necessarily in Hilchas Mechitzos. There's our question. Our Gemara said first that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says halachas Rabbi Yehuda, but how can we say Shmuel holds halach Rabbi Yehuda? They asked him explicitly, when you say that we always pass on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, did you mean even in our Mishnah? And he said, no, I did not mean even in our Mishnah. I meant only in Hilchas Erevin, not in Hilchas Mechitzos. So answer the Gemara, Am Ravanan l'didi mefarshli minei de Shmuel, kan shenifritza l'karmelis, kan shenifritza l'rishos harabim. It depends whether when the walls come down, it becomes nifritz, it becomes open to a karmelis or open to a rishos harabim. Meaning that Shmuel will pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in one of those cases, but not in both of those cases. Which case yes, which case no? So Rashi says probably what we would have said, that a chatzah that's nifritz l'karmelis, then Shmuel passing Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to carry there on that Shabbos, because even if you accidentally remove something from the area to the Carmelis, you're still not going to be in violation of Nisr Daraisa, because carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Carmelis is not a Nisr Torah. But if it's Nifritzal or Rosh Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to be Metaltal inside the area, even on that Shabbos, because the concern is now it's Nifritz, it's wide open to Rosh Hashanah. You might just walk out with it into the Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi explains, that's the Pasha Pshat. The Me'iri says the opposite. The Me'iri says that the chatzar is nifritz of the karmelis, it's usher to be metaltal in the chatzar, even on that Shabbos, because the chatzar resembles a karmelis right now. And he says, matza minas mino v'neyar, that when you have two things that are very similar to each other, right next to each other, they just become one big rishos. They become very much like each other. So the chatzar is no longer distinct as a chatzar, since it's right next to a karmelis, and it's missing all these walls, so it's like it's part of the karmelis, and a karmelis. Now that'd be metaltal, dalet amos, and a karmelis, midraban. So that's going to be the case that it's aser. But when it's nifras the Rosh Hasharabim, it's still so different from the Rosh Hasharabim. So it remains distinct from the Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore you're allowed to carry in there. That's how the Meiri understands. The Meiri acknowledges that there are others who say different. Rashi, he says, Yesh Omrim, he quotes from Rashi, he says, Yesh Omrim, that say not like me, but that's Shitas Rashi. Rashi Luchar is what we would have said is the Pasha Pshat. Okay, says the Mishnah, Habona Ali al Gabi Shnei Batim. If a person builds a top floor on top of, he builds a second story that forms a bridge over two houses that are separated by Rosh Hashanah, meaning you have a street that's a Rosh Hashanah house on either side of the street, and you build a bridge like they do in hospitals in Manhattan, right? So when they need to cross over streets, they build a bridge that goes over the two houses. V'chein gesharim amufulashim. Or similarly, if you have a bridge that they build where a road passes underneath the bridge. So, Metaltlin Tachtein B'Shavis de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells you're allowed to carry under the bridge, in the Rosh Hashanah, in the street. Why are you allowed to carry under the bridge? Apparently, Kitakriyar Vesosim. We assume that that it's considered to be, well, we'll see. We'll see exactly what the issue is. The Gemara is going to discuss whether it's Pitakriyar Vesosim or it's the Shtei Mechitzos. The fact that you are surrounded by two walls because you have the houses on either side of the street, so that itself makes two walls. Okay, but that's Rabbi Yudashita, that you're allowed to carry underneath it. Vacham Mosin, the Chum say you're not allowed to carry underneath it. Vodam Rabbi Yudamarvin, the Mavayam Foolish, Vacham Mosin. Also, Rabbi Yudah says that we make an Erev to a Mavayam Foolish, but the Chum say you cannot make an Erev in a Mavayam Foolish. Mavayam Foolish is open on two sides completely. So Amar Rabba, Lote, Mahaina Time, Rabbi Yudamishim, the Kasavar Bez Mechitzos, Daraisa, don't say that the Svar for Rabbi Yehuda is, the reason Rabbi Yehuda's makel to carry underneath these bridges is that he holds that on a daraisa level, all you need to make a Rosh Hashiachid is two mechitzos. And here you have two mechitzos because you have the houses on either side of the street. No, it's Elam Yishum to Kasavar Pitikriyar Vesosim. It's because he's applying Pitikriyar Vesosim to completely enclose the area underneath the bridge. So Yisve Abaye, Abaye asks, wait a second, Yisrael Keinam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda adds on top of this, Mishi Yishol Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidir Rosh Hashirabim, Oso Lechim Mikan, Velechim Mikan, Okor Mikan, Vekor Mikan. That if you have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashirabim, all you need to be matir is to put up a lechi on either side, on the third and fourth side, or a korah on the third and fourth side, Venosi Venosi Mamsa. Then you're going to be allowed to carry in the middle. So Amrlo, Ein Rav Rosh Hashirabim Mekach. And the Chum got all upset. They said, no, you can't make an Erev in Rosh Hashirabim this way. It's already Rosh Hashirabim beforehand, so just making lechis and korahs on the third and fourth side doesn't work. So Amrlo, Me'ahi In. Me'haldak al-Mashra. But bottom line, what do you see? We wanted to say that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with Beis Mechitzos Daraisa. It's all about Pitikra. But in that case, there is no Pitikra. It's just two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah without an overpass. There's nothing on top. It's just the fact that you have two Mechitzos, and he's saying, so put a Lechi or a Kara on the third or fourth side. So there's no Pitikra. And yet you still see Rabbi Yehuda says that that's good enough. Apparently, it's because Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Mechitzos is good enough. So Amaleya Mehi In, Mehal Lekal Mashmina. He says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda does hold two mechitzos are all you need for on a daraisa level. It just happens to be you can't derive that from our Mishnah. You can derive it from elsewhere. You're right. From that case of Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidir Rosh Hashanah, you can derive that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shnei mechitzos daraisa. But from our Mishnah, you can't. From our Mishnah, you only see Pitikra. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Deka. It's meduyik this way in the Mishnah. Midiktani va'od Amar Rav Yehuda ma'arvin b'mavoy amafulash v'cham mosrin. Rabbi Yehuda says an additional halacha that you can make an erev in a mavoy amafulash. Now, what's that halacha about making an erev in a mavoy amafulash? That's about Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, because the Mavayam Foolish, there is no roof, so there's no Pitikra. It's all about Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa. Iyam Bishlamishum de Kasar Pitikir Visosim, Hanu de Ktani Va'od. So if the first halacha Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah about the Aliyah, Gabishnei Batim, the bridge over the Rosh Hashirabim, if that's about Pitikir Visosim, I understand why the halacha that's going to be about Shtei Mechitzos is introduced with the word Va'od. Va'od, this is a new halacha that in addition to Pitikir Visosim, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa. Eli Amrit Mishum de Kasav Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, my Va'od. But if you say that the whole thing is about Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, that even the first part of the Mishnah is about Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa, what's the Va'od that even in a Mavayam Afula shall allow you to make an Eruv? What do you mean it's a Va'od? It's not a Va'od, it's the same halacha we've been talking about the entire time. So Shmamina, so you see from there that it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us two separate din. In the first part, he's teaching us the din of Pitikra. The second part, he's teaching us the din about Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa. Hajron Lechol Gagos. Okay, so now we begin the 10th and final parak of Maseches Erevin. Now, we're going to see a big change in the 10th parak. It's going to have nothing to do with any of these halachas that we've been talking about until this point. Nothing to do with Eruvi Tchumen, nothing to do with Eruvi Chatzeros, nothing to do with Pitikra Vesosim, nothing to do with any of these halachas of Mechitzos Erevin. So the Rishonim are already bothered. What in the world is this parak doing here? It's about Hotzah. It's about you find tefillin out in the field. So can you? Is there a way to do Hotzah? Is there a way to bring it back into the house without violating Hotzah? So where are all the sugyas of Hotzah? Hotzah is a malacha daraisa. So that's the first key that you know it's not an Erevin. Because Erevin is not about anything daraisa. The whole Erevin is all on Dinei Darabanan. So this, except for this parak, is about Dinei Hotzah. So Tosus is bothered why this parak is here and not in Masechta Shabbos. So Tosus writes, "Hach pirka b'Masechta Shabbos havelel misnigabe hotzaos al mishum de ketani sefer Rabbi Yehuda omer nosin adam lechaver v'chaver lechaver va'afilu." chutz l'tchum, but since the Mishnah is going to say the word tchum in it at some point, we're going to have some halach about tchum. V'od mishum d'ktanim b'sof pirkan Rabbi Shimon Amar kol makom she'etiru l'chum mishalcha nasan lach umfarish b'gemar d'kai yasof misha hotzi uhu. And this is going to relate to something that there's going to be a Mishnah that relates to Mishnayis that we just learned in Erevin later in this parak. So that's why it appears in this this Masechta here in Erevin and not in Masechta Shabbos. In the Gorari he writes that it's mentioned over here because all these Surei Shvisa that are Drabanan are mentioned in Erevin. Erevin is entirely Din Drabanan, and by Tefillin the Isser to carry the Tefillin is only in Issa Drabanan. So since we're going to start with a Motzi Tefillin, so whenever we're dealing with Din, we're so makbid on putting the Din Drabanan in Erevin that Erevin has to be about the Din Drabanan. So since this is about Din Drabanan, we're going to put this in Maseches Erevin. In the Sefer Eitz Chaim, he says that the parak is shaykh to Erevin, like Rashi says, because we're talking about finding tefillin in a field where they're lost and you're being machnas them to the ear. So the point is, you find them outside of the city, which means that that we're dealing with an Isser Tchumen. So since it's an Isser Tchumen, it's shaykh to Erevin. And then the final approach, the Lashon Azov, says that that we had two full Masechtas, Shabbos and Erevin, where we discuss all of the things that are Asur and Mutar on Shabbos, Medina. So in this halacha, in this perek, once we finish learning all the things that are usher to do on Shabbos, two full masechtas, all things that are usher min hadin to do on Shabbos, we're going to learn all of the things that the Chachamim made exceptions for the sake of Kedusha. He says that's the theme of this perek. It's a very interesting take on this perek. Everything we're going to learn about in this perek is where the Chachamim makes certain exceptions for the sake of Chamer Matir, for the sake of Kedusha. The Mishnah talks about tefillin, that even though Medina, it's usher to put on the tefillin, even if Shabbos is man tefillin, but the chum were matir for the sake of the kedusha satvillin, to protect the tefillin. We're going to find a mishnah in a couple of davim from now. Kori b'sefer al hiskofa, the sefer rolls down and it's rolling down toward the Rosh Hasharabim. So what do you do to protect the kedusha of the sefer on Shabbos? The mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel is going to talk about a kohen shalaka be'etzba'o, so when he needs to do the avoda, so what do you do about bandaging for the sake of him still being able to be involved in the Kedusha of the Avoda? The Mishnah is going to talk about Kosher Nima B'Migdash. It's going to talk about all these halachos related to Mikdash, related to Kedusha. So that's what the theme of the Perek is. We've already discussed the Yisurim of Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss the special Heterim that Chachamim have. I just got an email this morning. I guess this is a sad Dafyomi coincidence that Rav Neubert just passed away. So the day that we finished learning about all of Hilcha Shabbos, all of the Dinim of Shabbos, all of the Yisurim of Shabbos, the man who taught us probably more Hilcha Shabbos to our generation than anybody else, our learning should be Leiloi Nishmaso, the author of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Okay, so let's begin the last parak of Maseches Erevin. Hamotzi Tefillin, if a person finds Tefillin, Machnisen Zug Zug, Ram Gamliel Amar Shnayim Shnayim, so you should take them in one pair at a time, he should put them on one pair at a time and take them in that way. And Ram Gamliel says, no, Shnayim Shnayim, he could take two pairs at a time, and that's fine also. And we'll discuss what exactly they're arguing about in the Gemara. So b'medvar mamurim b'yishanas al b'chadashos pata. This is only when it comes to an old pair of tefillin, but a new pair of tefillin, you're pater, meaning you don't have to take them in at all. So says Rashi, why not? Why is the new pair of tefillin any better that you don't have to, or any worse that we don't have to protect its kedusha? Says Rashi, al b'chadashos pata milachnisan dilma kameya hein bi'alma ve'in ben kedusha, because maybe it's not really tefillin. Maybe it's just stam kameya. It looks like tefillin. The kameyos that they used to have, the special amulets that they used to have with all sorts of different writings in them, were not looked a lot like tefillin. So you don't even know that it's necessarily tefillin. El benasim kilchasa vein ben kedusha el benasim kilchasa vein l'shman hilkol chol mechalin shabbat alayhu. You don't know that it's tefillin unless you know that it's been used as tefillin. So that's why it's pater. Matzan sevasim o kurichos machshech aleinu mavin. If you find them tied together, a bunch of sets of tefillin together, or bound together, so you wait there until it gets dark, and you sit there and you guard them, and then when Shabbos is over, you'll bring them in. But there's no way to bring them in otherwise while Shabbos is still going on. Ubisakana mechasen v'holichlo. If it's a place where you're not going to be allowed, you're not going to be able to stand there and guard over it because it's a dangerous area to stand for the rest of Shabbos, so then you cover them and you go on your way. Rav Shimon Omer, nosen l'chaveru v'chaveru l'chaveru at shemigil l'chatzra achitzona. You keep passing them off to your friend, and he'll pass to his friend, until you get to the outermost chatzar of the city, v'chein, where it could be protected, where it could be safeguarded. V'chein b'no, noson l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver afilu meya. And also, if you have a kid out there that needs to be transferred back home, so also you could keep passing them off, one person to the next person to the next person, even 100 people, until you get him to a protected area. Says Rashi, v'chein b'no, she'ilad to imo sham b'sada b'shabbos. How did the kid get there? So he says it must be that the baby was born on Shabbos out in the field. They were taking a walk and the mother went into labor and the baby's born. So now you gotta get the kid back home. So assuming it's not sakana, if it's an issue of sakana, then obviously it could be mechal Shabbos, should be koach nefesh, but it's just uncomfortable to have the newborn baby out in the field. So then you could keep passing him from hand to hand with a lot of disinfectant, I guess, for people to hold the newborn. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nelsin Adam Chavis Lechaver V'Chaver Lechaver Afilu Chutz L'Tchum. And Rabbi Yehuda says a person can give a barrel to his friend and his friend to a friend, even Chutz L'Tchum. Amrullah lo talizu yosim ragli balei. No, the barrel shouldn't go more than the tchum of the bailum of the barrel. It's limited to the tchum of the bailum. So we'll get to all of that in later daf, in the last part of the Mishnah. But today's daf is going to focus primarily on the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, first of all, it just discusses if you find tefillin, you machnis on zug, you take them in one pair at a time. So the Sfas Emes just points out, sounds like dafka zug, you could be machnis on. What if you just find one tefillin? You find dafka tefillin shel rosh, or just a tefillin shel yad. So it sounds like you're not allowed to bring it in. Why? Because it's not the derech levisha to wear only one on a weekday, and you have to take it in derech levisha. So it's just not derech levisha to ever wear only one without the other. Especially, says Sfas Emes, if you only find the shal rosh, because the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav says that any time you have tefillin shal, that kolz man that you tefillin shal rosh or bein einecha, it has to be shtayim. You have to have both tefillos on. You need the tefillin shal yad on also. That's why we put on tefillin shal yad first, because we have a drasha that any time the tefillin are bein einecha, you need to have two tefillin on. Now the halacha happens to be that if you only have a tefillin shal rosh, you would still put on just the tefillin shal rosh. If you don't have a tefillin shal yad, but that doesn't make it the derech levisha. The derech levisha is still to be wearing two pairs of to be wearing both tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and that's why it's machnisan zug. There's an interesting discussion. What about tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Primogadim is masupak. If someone finds tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam where there's a suffix, whether that's a kasher pair of tefillin or not a kasher pair of tefillin, that's what people put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam generally do not make a bracha on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam because they're just being motzi the shitas Rabbeinu Tam misafik. So if you don't make a bracha, you only make a bracha on tefillin Rashi, so maybe they weren't matir to violate the Yisrael Tzah and to be lovish the tefillin zug to be bring them inside, because we could say safik Torah l'chumra and this whole issue of bringing them zug, maybe the chum aren't going to be makelad. So he's and prima gadol's mitzadeh to assume that we would not bring in tefillin Rabbi Natan in the Bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan writes that someone who's knowing to wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam is allowed to be machnis and zug, even though he only puts them on misafek, but since he puts them on all the time, it's considered a tachshit for him. But for someone who's not knowing to wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, he would not be allowed to. So that's how he says at the beginning of the tshuva, and then at the end he says that it's asal anicham because the ikar is really kashitas Rashi. It's just that yirei shemayim is choshesh for shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but the ikar alacha is really kashitas Rashi, and even those that put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam recognize that the ikar adin is really like Rashi. They're just trying to do a midas chasidus to be yotze the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam as well. That's not really agreed upon by everybody. The Mekubalim are very into tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. The Mekubalim say there's a chiv to wear both. There's a chiv to wear tefillin de Rashi and tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. So certainly, if you hold that, it's a chiv. But I think most people wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam assume it's a midas chasidus that they try to be yotze. That's the famous tshuva. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has Rav Moshe has to Lubavitcher Rebbe in Igros Moshe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe asked Rav Moshe, how come you don't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? You're the Gadol Adar, you know, you probably have plenty of chumras. Why would you not wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? So Rav Moshe has a lot to say back in there, but his real real answer at the end. First he says, if I wanted to wear tefillin, then I want to be Yotzei Kol HaDeos in tefillin. I could wear 80 pairs of tefillin to try to fulfill every single shita. It would be Ein L'davar Sof. But he says, the truth is, I used to wear tefillin Rabbi Natam in Laban. I knew a sofer that was very good and had a very beautiful pair of tefillin Rabbi Natam. Apparently he didn't have them in America. He says, I don't know any soferim who make really nice tefillin Rabbi Natam with Ksav Beis Yosef. You know, it's always going to be Ksav Ari tefillin Rabbi Natam. And Ramesh is a Litvish Yid. He's not going to wear the Chassidish Ksav. So he says, I don't know anyone who's going to write me a proper tefillin Rabbi Natam. The Lubavitch Rebbe says, I'll take care of it. We'll get you a nice pair of tefillin Rabbi Natam. I think they did in the end. I think they got him a nice pair of tefillin Rabbi Natam. Gimel Tavos. Lubavitch Rebbe. Okay, so that's a Daf Yomi coincidence if there ever was one. So we got Rav Neiber to Lubavitch Rebbe. Okay, so... So anyway, so that's the discussion about tefillin Rabbi Natam. Says the Gemara now, Zug echodin tfei lo. So it sounds like you can only take in one pair at a time. So they matnan stama de lo Rabbi Meir. So maybe we could assume that our mission is going not like Rabbi Meir. Dik Rabbi Meir hamar lovish kol masha yachol ulbosh voltev kol masha yachol latov. Rabbi Meir held that in order to save things from a burning building, you're allowed to put on as much clothing as you want. You could just put on layer on top of layer on top of layer of clothing, and that's all called derech levisha. So our mission seems to assume you can't do that. You can't just put on as many pairs of tefillin as you want, you can only put on one. So it's a going against Reb Meir. How do I know that that's going like Reb Meir? The Ketani Allah lovish umotzi uposhet v'lovish umotzi uposhet afilu kol yom kulo divrei Rabbi Meir, because it says v'feirish in the Braisa that it's going like Reb Meir, that Reb Meir is the author. So Amar Rava afilu tema Rabbi Meir. Now our Mishnah could even be going like Reb Meir. Even Reb Meir, who allows putting on as much clothing as you want to save the clothing on Shabbos to be motzi the clothing, yes, he's makel by clothing, but not by tefillin. By tefillin, he would still say you can only wear one pair at a time. Why? Hasam derech mabusho b'chol shavior rabbanan v'acha derech mabusho derech mabusho kichol shavior rabbanan hacha derech mabusho kichol shavior rabbanan. By clothing, sometimes people do wear lots of layers. So since people sometimes wear lots of layers of clothing, so that's derech mabusho to wear all those layers of clothing to save them from the building. So over here also by tefillin, it's got to be derech mabusho kichol, and over here it's not derech mabusho kichol when you wear more than one pair of tefillin. People only wear one pair of tefillin. Hasam de b'chol, kam de boy, lovish, lini natzol, enami shor le rabbanon. Over there, when it comes to clothing, as much as a person wants to wear normally on a weekday, he wears, and therefore the rabbanon treat it like a weekday. Hachad de b'chol, nami, zug echad in tfei lo, lini natzol, enami, zug echad in tfei lo. But when it comes to tefillin, people wear one set of tefillin, they don't wear two sets of tefillin on a weekday, and therefore for hatzala also, to save the tefillin, is also a person's not going to be allowed to wear two sets of tefillin. The Rishonim raised the kasha. Tos Rabbi Peretz asked that what's the kasha of the Gemara that Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. It could be that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed to wear as much clothing as you want, but there's a problem with wearing two sets of tefillin. It's Baltosif. Why don't you just say that? Why don't we answer that? Yeah, it's going like Reb Meir. You can wear as much clothing as you want, but it's going to be a violation of Baltosif. So he says that the Kasha of the Gemara is really from the Tanakama. It's not from the Tanakama, it's from Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says you wear two sets of tefillin at a time, and he's obviously not worried about Baltosif. So why only two? Why don't you bring in five pairs of tefillin at a time, 10 pairs of tefillin? Why is it dafka only two pairs of tefillin? So he says that's the Iker Kasha of the Gemara. But yes, and the answer, I guess, would be Kachol Shavuot Rabbanan, that the most you could wear on a weekday and still be Yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin is two pairs of tefillin at one time. There's no room to wear more than two pairs of tefillin. Ramamil says we wear two pairs of tefillin at a time to save them. So my kasavar, ikasavar Shabbos man tefillin hu zugechor in tefei lo. If Shabbos is his man tefillin, you should wear one pair and not more. Vikasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin because the whole heter is that you're wearing it in a way that you're being mekayim the mitzvah. So wear one to be mekayim the mitzvah, bring it in, then go get the other one. Vikasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin hu. And if Shabbos is not man tefillin, so the whole thing really is just a big heter that we allow you to wear any of them. And we shumat solad derech mal. And the Rabbanan were just matir for the sake of Hatzal of the Tvilin to wear a Derech Malbush, so then they should allow you even more. So the Olam Kasavar Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. Really, the whole Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. V'chishar Rabbanan l'natzara derech malbush b'makom Tefillin. When are the Rabbanan going to allow you to wear the Tefillin? Only if you could put it in the makom Tefillin, but not if you have to wear it somewhere else. Ihach izugecha nami in tefelo. So then you should only be able to wear one pair of Tefillin at a time. Why do we allow wearing up to two pairs? Amrash Malvar Yitzchak makom yesh barosh l'niach bo shtei Tefillin. There's enough space on the head to put two pairs of Tefillin. Big discussion in Rishonim. Side by side or front and back? Where's the Makom Yesh Barosh? Is it side by side or front and back? So they bring rayas from the Kohen Gadol that his tzitz was on the Makom Tefillin and he still had room for the Tefillin between the tzitz and the Mitznefes, that it must be front and back. So then it's a further discussion in the Rishonim. Is it also side by side? And that it really probably depends on how large the Tefillin are. And so the Shulchan Aruch says there's no shear for the width of the Tefillin. But the Be'er Halacha points out, a person shouldn't have two sets of Tefillin, one that's three times larger than the other, because at most there's makom yesh barosh l'niach shei tefillin. So if one is three times larger than the other, then mele one of them is wrong. One of them has got to be the wrong size. So even though there's no shear that we paskin like, but you got to have they at least have to make sense. So hanich the rosh diyan ma'ikal memer. So good, there's enough room on the head for two tefillin. What about the shaliyad? So k'dravuna dam ravuna pam shadim bamin asadu v'chavilas al rosho masatim rosho v'koshem bezro. Sometimes the person has to carry something on his head. He takes his tefillin off his head and he wraps it around his arm. Same adam ravuna shaliyinag ben darach bizayon ro'i miyamar. Yeah, but that's only just to save the tefillin from bizayon, that you don't want to put a package on top of the tefillin because you were wearing, they would wear their tefillin all day. They're wearing out in the field. But did he say by Shabbos that it's ro'i to put it on the hand an extra pair of tefillin? Elik adam rav shmuel bar yitzchak makom yesh bro shoroi laniach bo shtei tefillin hachanami makom yesh biyad shoroi laniach bo shtei tefillin. The area of the tefillin that's kosher to put on tefillin shaliyad on the arm is also, we have a large enough area to fit two sets of tefillin. Tanut be'menasha al yarcha zu kibores be'nenecha zu kadkod. That when the Torah describes al yarcha be'nenecha, when the pasuk al yadecha and be'nenecha, when it describes where you put your tefillin, so it's referring to these specific spots on the bicep and on the be'nenecha, on the soft part of the head. Say hecha, where's that be'nenecha? Where's the kadkod, that part of the skull? Amrit be'rabiyana makom shemocha shaltinok rofe. It's where the baby's head is soft. That's the makom of tefillin. So the Gemara just defines for us where a person is supposed to put their tefillin. Because of makom yesh barosh l'niach shnei tefillin, there's a famous tshuva, the Divrei Chaim, where he says that tefillin mirrors, it's minog borus to have tefillin mirrors, to look in the tefillin mirrors. All the other achronim don't know what he's talking about, because that's only if you have, you're still supposed to, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're still supposed to line up your tefillin in the center. Okay, we'll stop there. But there's some five shittos and what the machlokas in the Mishnah is about tomorrow.